Today's Amud is Yavama Samech Tasamud Aleph. We're holding on Samech Chesam Abayz, about 10 lines in the bottom, Ve'ima Nivala Lepasalach Ayve Krisis. So the Gemara on Samech Chesamud Aleph brought a Braisa, where the sheet of the Tanakama, we'll get to the other sheetas later on the Amud, but the sheet of the Tanakama is that any time a woman, any sort of Jewish woman, Kohenes, Levia, Yisraelis, any time a Jewish woman is with someone who's aser to her, she's with someone who's pasul to her, so that makes her pasul as well. She becomes pasul to kahuna, which means, number one, that she is no longer able to eat truma. A bas kayin will be no longer able to eat truma. And a levia and Yisraelis, even if they are married to a kayin, they would have to stop eating truma, meaning even if they were previously married to a kayin and they have children from the kayin, where normally they're allowed to eat truma, but if they then have bia with someone who's possible to them, so then they have to stop eating truma. That's nafkamina number one. If any one of these women are with someone who's pasul, so they become pasul l'kahuna and they have to stop eating truma. And number two is that they become pasul from ever marrying a kayin. That's the second afkamina. Now the Gemara was busy dealing with what's the makar, so we brought the pasuk of bas kayin kisiya li'ishzar, that was the makar, that kisiya li'ishzar was really referring to anyone who's asar to her, someone who's pasul to her. That kevin shenivula lepasula pasla, that once a bas kayin kisiya liishzar, once she's with someone who's pasul to her, so then that bia itself is gonna pasul her. The Gemara said, fine, that's by a kehenes. How do you know by a levia and Yisraelis as well? The Gemara said that it's from the extra vav of ubas. Ubas kayin kisiya liishzar. From the extra vav, we darshan to include also a levia and a Yisraelis, that if they're together with someone who's pasul, so then they become pasul, and they become forbidden from eating truma. The pasuk was discussing truma. Ubas kain kisiya lizar, so then she has to stop eating truma. He betruma sakadashim leisaychel. So we darshan from there, that the bas kain, and who I did the levi and Yisraelis, if they're together with someone who's pasul to them, they become pasul from eating truma. The Gemara said, how do we know that they become pasul from marrying a kain? That was learned out, a giloi milsa, a kavachayma from grusha. And the Gemara said, really, it's just the Gilui Milsa that they become pasul l'kahuna from marrying a kain. But the fact that they become pasul from eating truma, that's all learnt out from ubas kain kisiya li'ish zar. From that pasul, we darshan that kevet shenivula l'pasula pasla. Ask the Gemara now that ve'ima nivula l'pasula is referring specifically to chayvei krisis. How do you know that if a kehenes, levia, and yisraelis, if they're with together with any sort of psul, that they become pasul, and they're not allowed to eat truma? Maybe the pasuk's dafka talking about chayvei krisis. How do you know to include more than that? Maybe it's dafka talking about the most chamer dika isurim, chayvei krisis. So says the Gemara, that we see from the pasuk itself that it's not discussing chayvei krisis, because it says, kisiya amar rachmana. Because the lashon of the pasuk is, ubas kayin kisiya li ishzar. That when she's literally means married to, we'll see later, the Gemara is going to prove how we know that the Isser is even if they're together without marriage, but the literal translation of the pasuk is ubas kayin kisiya liishzar, siya is a lashon of kedusha. So we dash in from there that kisiya amrachmana hanach deis v'hu havaya, that the pasuk is referring to people that have tfisas kedushin, as opposed to chayvei krisis lav v'nei havaya, but chayvei krisis do not have tfisas kedushin, and that's how we know that the pasuk isn't talking about chayvei krisis. It's talking about even people that are not chayvei krisis, that do not have a chiyuv kares, and still they passel the woman from l'kahuna. Well, ask the Gemara, ihachi, if so, if you're showing me that the pasuk specifically referring to people, it's referring specifically to isurim, that kedushin is typhase, so then ivik. So then the halacha should be that if a bas kayin is together with a guy, or if a levi or yisraelis is together with a guy or an eved who are definitely pasul to them, and the Tanakhama made it seem like if they're together with any sort of pasul, then they become pasul, l'chayra they shouldn't become, what's the makar that they're pasul? What's the makar that they become pasul from such a relationship when the pasuk is referring specifically to kisiya li'ishzar? It's referring to a man that has tefisas kedusha. If so, by these yisurim, perhaps even chayve krisis, what would be your makar that that iser would pass the her the kahuna? Makar the pasuk of kisiyah is only referring to people that have tefiyas kedusha. So what would be your makar for avadim or for avdik chavim for gayim or perhaps even chayve krisis, which do not have tefiyas kedusha? What would be the makar that if a woman is together with one of these yisurim that they become pasul, that they're not allowed to eat truma anymore? So says the Gemara, because Hanach Pasli Midrab Yishmael. So says the Gemara in Achanami. The way that we know that those Yisurim, that the woman who's together with any one of those Yisurim, that she becomes Pasul, she's not allowed to eat Truma anymore. In Achanami, it's not from the Pasuk of Ubas Koin Kisiel Yizhar. It's from a different Drasha, a Drasha that Rabbi Yishmael made. The Amr Rabbi Yechna Mishum Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yechna once taught in the name of Rabbi Yishmael that minayin lo'ivik echavim ve'eved shoba abas Yisrael. How do you know that if an oivik echavim, if a guy or an eved, that they're together with a bas Yisrael, with any sort of Jewish woman, valkahenes ve'levia shepasluha, how do we know that she becomes pasul? The pasuk of kisiya li'ish kibaskayin kisiya li'ish zar is referring to only people that have tefiyas kedushin. How do I know even these people that don't have tefiyas kedushin, that if a Jewish woman is together with one of these psulim, that she becomes pasul? Shanemar, it's learned out from a different pasuk. The pasuk that we've mentioned also previously, which talks about v'shavel be'savia, that if you have a baskayin, you have a bas kayin who married a zar, so she has to stop eating truma while she's married to a zar. Not someone who's possible, stop. If a bas kayin is married to a Yisrael, so she has to stop eating truma. She has to stop eating truma while she's married. If they get divorced, or if her husband dies and they have kids together, she's still not allowed to eat truma. We don't say that for shavel be'savia. The kids make it that there's like a hemshech to her previous marriage, and she's not allowed to eat truma. Says the pasuk though that if she doesn't have children, if she does not have children, so then she's v'shavel be'savia and she's allowed to eat truma. That's the pasuk. Now the words of the pasuk over there that it says in the pasuk, it says ubas kayin kisiya almana ugrusha. Now if a bas kayin becomes an almana or a grusha, the Torah is very specific. If she becomes an almana or a grusha, then if she doesn't have kids, v'shavel be'savia. Darshins the Gemara from the fact that the Torah mentions these instances of amanu ugrusha, that mishi eishlai amanus ugerushin ba, that what's the woman that after her marriage is terminated, if she doesn't have children, that she's allowed to go back to eating truma? It's dafka a woman who is married to a man, she was together with a man, that it's shayich by him almanus vegerushin. There's tfisas kedushin, and it's memela shayich for her to become an almana, it's shayich to her to become a grusha. Yatsu aivek echavim ve'eved, which is coming to exclude a guy or an eved, if a woman, if a bas kayin literally, is with a guy or an eved, she'ein lo almanas v'gerushin, who does not have almanas v'gerushin. There's no such thing as a woman being an almana from a guy, or a woman being a grusha from a guy, because there was no kedushin to begin with. So then you don't say v'shavel be'savia. When do you say v'shavel be'savia? That the woman could go back to eating truma? That's only if she was with a man that has tefisas kedushin. But if she's with someone that doesn't have tefisas kedushin, so then that bia itself is going to passel her. So the fact that a woman who's together with a ayvik echavim ve'eved, that she becomes passel, she's not allowed to eat truma, that's learned out from this pasuk of ubaskayin kisiyamanu grusha v'shavel be'savia. It's learned out from that pasuk. But then the fact that she becomes passel even by men that have tefisas kedushin, that's from ubaskayin kisiyamanu. Now ask the Gemara that Ashkechan Kehenes Levia v'Yisraelis Minalan. So this pasuk would be a good makar that a Kehenes who's together with a guy or an Eved, so then she becomes pasul, because it says Ubas Kayin Kisiel Alman v'Grusha. So it talks about a Bas Kayin. How do you know that even a Levi of Yisraelis, that if they're together with a guy or an Eved, that they become pasul at Truma? Minalan, what's the Makar? Says the Gemara, might sound familiar, we had it also with the other Makar, that could Amr of Abba Amarav, Bas Kayin, Ubas, the extra Vav. Hachanami, Bas Ubas, we darshan the extra Vav, that extra Vav is coming to be Marba, not just the Bas Kayin, who adin a Levi and Yisraelis, if they're together with an Eved or a guy, so they become pasul from Truma. Says the Gemara, Keman Rabbi Akiva, the Darish Vave. Well, you're going like Rabbi Akiva who darshan Vavs. The Chachamim don't darshan Vavs. What gives you the right to darshan the Vav? Says the Gemara, Filotem Rabbanan, Kula Ubas, Krayaserahu. The Chachamim don't darshan Stam an extra Vav. But over here, the whole word of Ubas Kayin is extra. It's obvious from the context. So Ubas Kayin is extra. Ubas is the whole word is extra. So then we could also nitpick and darshan the extra Vav as well to be Marbe, Alevia and Yisraelis. Balkapanim, it comes out that we have two separate makaris. How do you know that a woman who's together with someone who's puzzled to her, that she becomes puzzled from eating truma? It's divided in half. The people, the men that do not have tvisas kedushin, that's learned out from Ubaska and Kisiyamanu Grusha. The men that do have tvisas kedushin, so that's learned out from Ubaska and Kisiyali Ijzar. And both of them, the extra vav of Ubas, even though they both, the psukim only mention Ubas Kayin, but both the psukim have an extra vav, Ubas, which tells us to include even the Levia and the Israelis. Now says the Gemara, ask the Gemara now, that you're making the drasha l'chumra. You're saying that the pasuk of the second drasha that the Gemara made, Ubas Kayin Kisi Almanu Grusha, you're saying that we darshan from there, that when is it that she's v'shavel be'savia, that's only if she's together with someone who has Almanus v'gerishin. But if she's together with a guy or an Evan who doesn't have Almanus v'gerishin, so then she's never v'shavel be'savia. Even if she didn't have any children with him, she's still not going to be v'shavel be'savia. She'll become possible forever from truma. You're making a drasha l'chumra. Ask the Gemara. Ve'ema mishi yesh le amanus v'gerishin ba. Maybe you should make the drasha l'kula, and you should say that mishi yesh le amanus v'gerishin ba. That's someone who has tfisas kedushin. So then kilas lezera ka'achla. So then, when she doesn't have children with him, she can eat truma. And ki es lezera, but when she does have children, loy achla. Then she has to stop eating truma. She has to stop eating truma because she had kids from him. So therefore, she has to stop eating truma. But misha ein loy amanis v'gerishimba. But maybe you're supposed to make a drasha, lakula, and say that if she's together with someone who doesn't even have amanis v'gerishim, doesn't even have a concept of marriage, so that bia is like, it's like a bia's behema. It's like, it's nothing. And therefore, afagav de is even if she has children from him, she's allowed to eat truma. How do you know to make a drasha? We wanted to know, how do you know if a woman is together with a guy or an eved that she becomes pasul from truma? So you bring a pasul because it says ubas kayin kisi amana v'grusha. You see, only when she's together with someone who has kedushin, so then when she doesn't have children, she's v'shavel beis avia. But if she's together with a guy or an eved, she's never v'shavel beis avia. Maybe the drasha is the opposite. That when she's together with someone who has tvisas kedushin, so then when she has children, she has to stop eating truma. But if she's together with someone who doesn't have tvisas kedushin, if she's together with an eved or a guy, so then even if she has children, she's allowed to continue eating truma. Maybe the drasha is supposed to be lakula. Who told you to make the drasha lachumra? So says the Gemara, I'll tell you how I know that the drasha has to be lachumra. It can't be that this drasha is a drasha lakula. You want to know how I know that? Because M. Cain, if the drasha was going lekula, so then Rebuye Levi of Yisraelis Lamali. If we're saying a kula about a bas kayin, if the Torah was coming to say a kula about a bas kayin, that if she's together with a guy or an eved, then even if she has children, they're allowed to she's allowed to continue eating truma. If we were saying a kula, so then why would I need the extra vav of u bas kayin to be marbe also a Levi and Yisraelis? If a bas kayin who has more of a level of kedusha, if she has a kula, so then of course the Levi and the Yisraelis have this kula. It must be the drasha is a drasha that's going l'chumra. And if so, since it's a drasha that's going l'chumra, I could have thought that no, the drasha is dafka about a bas kayin. But the Levi and the Israelis doesn't have such a drasha. That's why I need the extra vav ubas, because it's a drasha l'chumra. If it would be a drasha l'kula, there would be no reason to have a whole riboy to be married by a Levi and the Israelis. It would be pashut. If you have a kula by a bas kayin, so then of course that kula is going to apply to a Levi and the Israelis as well. It must be the drasha was going l'chumra. That's why I know to dash from the pasuk l'chumra, that if a woman, bas kayin, and the extra vav of ubas, even the Levia and Israelis, that if they're together with an oivik echavim or an eved, so then they become pasul a truma, even if they don't have any children, they right away become pasul a truma. Says the Gemara now, Vayter, going back to the original question. So we said that the makar for the makar for in general, that a woman who was together with someone who's pasul to her, that she becomes pasul a truma. The original drasha was ubas kayin kisiya liishzar. So we said that since she's with someone who's pasul to her, she becomes pasul. The way this whole shaklatari that we've had until now started is because the Gemara asked that pasul doesn't seem to stand on its own. That drasha doesn't seem to stand on its own because the pasul maybe it's only talking about women who have tfisas kedusha, a marriage. Relationships that have tefisas kedushin. How are you going to know that even a guy or an eved that they're going to pasul her? And then we have to come on to this new drasha of ubas kayin kisiya almana ugrusha. So the reason why we had to come on to the second drasha of ubas kayin kisiya almana ugrusha is because we had a problem with the first drasha. The problem with the first drasha is that kisiya liishzar sounds like it's a woman who has kedushin with an ishzar. So it sounds like it has to be someone who has tefisas kedushin. How are you going to know people that don't have tefisas kedushin? Ask the Gemara that Ula Rabbi Akiva, according to Rabbi Akiva, it's pasha that when the pasuk says kisiya liishzar, it doesn't really mean kedushin. When the pasuk says kisiya liishzar, it means anytime she has bia with another man, with someone who's pasul to her. It doesn't really mean tefisas kedushin. And the way we know that, according to Rabbi Akiva, the pasuk's definitely not talking about actual havaya, it's not talking about actual kedushin, is because of Rabbi Akiva, the amar in kedushin taifsin b'chai ve'lavin. Rabbi Akiva says that kedushin isn't taifes with all these different psula. So if kedushin's not taifes, umay kisi li'ishzar kisi bayo. It's al karchach, when the Torah says kisi li'ishzar, it doesn't mean when she's married to an ishzar. It means when she has bia with an ishzar, when she has bia with someone who's possible to her. It can't be referring to kedushin because there is no tefisas kedushin. Now the Rishonim deal with the fact that even according to Rabbi Akiva, Lamaisa, there are psulim that do have tefisas kedushin. Chayve Esei do have tefisas kedushin. So what's the Gemara's kasha? Fine, that the Rishonim deal with that. But ask the Gemara, according to Rabbi Akiva, that all the different psulim do not have tefisas kedushin. So when the pasuk says kisiya liishzar al karchach, it's not really referring to kedushin. It's referring to bia. When she has bia with someone who's pasul to her, so then she becomes pasul. If so, so I don't need the second drasha. So I don't need the second drasha of almana v'grusha. So ask the Gemara, almana v'grusha. So almana v'grusha lamali. So what am I going to darshan from almana v'grusha? The Rabbanan who don't say like Rabbi Akiva, they darshan from Amanu Grusha. That's how we know Evan and Guy. But according to Rabbi Akiva, Evan and Guy could go along with the list of people that are in the previous drasha of Kisiya Liishzar, because it doesn't mean Kedushin, it means Bia. If so, so what is Rabbi Akiva going to darshan from Amanu Grusha? Says the Gemara that Almana lahachmir aleha uGrusha lahakul aleha. We're going to darshan Almana as a chumra and Grusha as a kula. What does that mean? Like this as follows: Utsricha, you need both. Says the Gemara, Di'i ashmiin an Almana. If the Torah would have just said that when a bas kain is married to a Yisrael and she becomes an Almana. So then she goes, and she doesn't have any children. If she becomes an almana, she doesn't have any children. So then the shavel beis avia, she goes back to her father's house, and she's allowed to eat truma. If the Torah would have said it just about an almana, I would have said, almana hu dichilas lezera achla. It's dafka by an almana, that when she doesn't have children, dafka an almana, so then we say she goes back to her father's house, and she could eat truma. Mishum dechazi lekuhuna. Because an almana is not so removed from truma. She's not so removed from the parasha of truma, from kahuna, because an almana is mutter to marry a kain. Fine, she can't marry a kain gadol, but she can marry a kain. And therefore, that's why v'shava al beis avia, that's why she goes back to her father's house. Aval grusha delay chazi la kahuna. But if a bas kain was married to Yisrael, and then she became a grusha, so then, so maybe I would have thought to say that even if she didn't have any children with the Yisrael, she cannot go back to her father's home and eat truma. So that's why the Torah had to say grusha as a kula. Grusha is there as a kula, that even if a bas kayin becomes a grusha from her marriage with the Yisrael, she's still allowed to continue eating truma, even though she becomes pasul from marrying a kayin, else being a grusha, but she's allowed to eat truma. And that's what it means, that grusha was said as a kula. V'iyashmi in a grusha, and if the Torah would have just mentioned grusha, and if a bas kayin is married to Yisrael, and she becomes a grusha, and she doesn't have any children, she's allowed to eat truma, I would have said, grusha hu, dechi isla zera lay achla. that the Torah dafka said about a grusha, now when she has children, so then she has to stop eating truma. If she was married to Yisrael, and she had children with him, and she gets a divorce, so then she's still not allowed to eat truma. I would have said that that halacha was specifically said about a grusha, mishum dolei chazi lekuhuna, because she's anyways removed from the kuhuna, she's not allowed to marry a kayin. Ava almana de chazi lekuhuna, but almana who remains mutter to a kayin, sa'ema afagav de isla zera nami techol, so I might have thought that even if she had children together with Israel, if she becomes an almana, she's v'shaval beis avir, she's allowed to eat truma. Therefore, tzricha, you need the pasuk to say that no, even if she becomes an almana, if she has children, she has to stop eating truma as a chumra. That's what it means. Almana is there to teach us a chumra, and grusha is there to teach us a kula. Akad. So that's how we answer the drasha, lefi Rabbi Akiva. Now again, going back to the original drasha. So the original drasha, the way we know most psulim, all the other psulim, the way we know all the other psulim that have tfisas kedushin at least, if you're Rabbi Akiva, everyone, the way we know that if a woman is together with them, that she becomes pasul, and she's not allowed to eat truma anymore, is from the pasuk of Ubas Kayin Kisiya Liishzar. A bas kain who's together with someone who's an ishzar means someone who's pasul to her. Ask the Gemara, ve'ema nivula lepasula is af machzer grushasai. Maybe that even includes a machzer grushasai. Anyone who's pasul to her. When she's with an ishzar, when she's with someone who's pasul to her, so that might mean anyone who's pasul to her. Even a machzer grushasai, meaning, if a woman was married to Reuven, and then they got divorced, and the woman then married Baruch, and then they got divorced, or Baruch died, so now there's an Isser called Machzer Grushasoi that Reuven is not allowed to take the woman back. Let's say he does. So that woman, the halacha is that she remains mutter to eat truma. That's a halacha that we had earlier in the Masechta, Mabdalda, Mabez, Rashi brings it, that she remains mutter, even though it's aser for Reuven to take back his grusha once she married someone else, once the grusha married someone else. There's an iser machzer grushasai. The halacha is that she does not become pasul truma. She's allowed to, if she's a bas kayin, she could continue eating truma. If she's a Levi and Yisraelis who had children from a kain previously, she's allowed to continue eating truma. She does not become pasul from this Isser Bia. Why not? The drash is from Ubas Kain Kisiel Ishzar. Any Ishzar. Anyone who's aser to her. So then she becomes pasul. So why doesn't that include even the Machzer Grushasai? Says the Gemara, because Leishzar Amrachmana. The way the Torah refers to someone who's pasul to her in the pasuk is by describing him as an Ishzar, as a strange man. So Misha Zar Etzla, the only type of man who's gonna pasul her is someone who is strange by her. Someone that, this Zar Etzel Meikara, that she doesn't know him before. Meaning, La'afuke Hai, the way Zar Etzel Meikarahu. To come in to exclude. The reason why it says it as a Zar is because it's Gufa coming to exclude a Machzer Grushasai. A Machzer Grushasai, he's pasul, she's aser to him, he's aser to her. But Lamaisa, they're no strangers. They were previously married, so that's why the Torah uses this word Zar to be Mamait, a Machzer Grushasai. That by her, even though it's aser, lemaisa, she remains mutter, she's allowed to continue eating truma. As the Gemara, ihachi, chalo de lavzaru, loy lifso, the lavzaru meikara, take out the word meikara, but a chalo de lavzaru loy lifso, the whole pasuk, the whole drasha is from bas kain kisiel ishzar, is someone who's aser to her. That when a Jewish woman is with someone who's aser to her, so then she becomes pasul, she's no longer able to eat truma. Why is it that the Braisa that we originally had in Samech Chesem and Aleph says that if a Chalal is together with a Jewish woman, that she becomes Pasul Truma? A Chalal is 100% allowed to marry any Jewish woman. A Chalal is treated like a Pasul Kayin, but he doesn't have any sort of Pasul Yichus like that. A Chalal who marries, even a Bas Kayin is allowed to marry a Chalal. Anyone, any sort of woman in the world can marry a Chalal. There's no Isser at all for any woman to marry a Chalal. So if he's not Pasul to her, why is the halacha said that a chalal will make it and now the woman becomes pasul lekuhuna, that she becomes aser for eating truma? If their marriage, if their relationship is mutter, so why is it that he pasuls her? Says the Gemara, because Amar Kra, it's a different drasha. The chalal is now learned out from this pasuk. Enechanami. This pasuk of Bas Kain Kisiel Ishzar is talking about when she's with someone who's aser to her, so then she becomes aser. How do we know a chalal, that the chalal will make it and now she's pasul lekuhuna? That's from a different drasha. It's from the following, it's because Amar Krav, because the Torah says, regarding a Kohen Gadol, It says that the Kohen Gadol is not allowed to be with an Amana, a Grusha, all the different women that a Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry. And it says he shouldn't be with them. And Lo Yichalo Zaroi Be'amav. The Pasuk says that he shouldn't be with them, and then he's going to be Mechalel his Zera. The child will be a Cholo. So Makish Zaroi Loi. We compare the Zera to him. We compare the Zera of the Kohen Gadol from this relationship to the Kohen Gadol himself. Mahu paisel, when the Kohen Gadol is together, l'mashal, with an almana. So when the Kohen Gadol is together with an almana, he's able to pasel, he passels her, the almana becomes a chalala. So avzare nami paisel, so too the child from that relationship, who's a chalo, that child also passels, even though the child chalal is allowed to marry a kohenes. He's allowed to marry a leviah. He's allowed to marry Yisraelis. We have a drasha where Makish Zarei Loi, that just like he passels the almana, he makes her into a chalala, so too the chalal passels the woman that he's with. And he's going to make it that the woman that he's with also becomes Asar Lekuna and Asar Ti Truma. That's different drasha, not from Mubas Kohen Kisi Ali Yizhar. Ask the Gemara. But still, so it comes out again. The main makar that a woman becomes, who's together with a pasul, becomes pasul from eating truma, is from the pasuk of Ubas Kayin Kisi Yalizhar, which, except for Rabbi Akiva, according to the Rabbanan, we say is referring to someone who has Tfisas Kedusha, because Ubas Kayin Kisi Yalizhar, see as a lashon of Kedusha, so that's how we know that the pasuk is referring to people, specifically people that have Tfisas Kedusha. Ask the Gemara, it should be much more than that. Ve'ema Mishas Havaya, maybe it should only be if they get married. How do you know if a Kohenes, Leviah, Yisraelis has Bia with a Pasul, that she becomes Pasul? The Pasul is referring to marriage. It says, Ubaska, Yikisi Ali Ishdar. So maybe it's only if she marries the Pasul, that's when she becomes Pasul. But if she just has Bia with a Pasul, maybe she remains Kshera. So says the Gemara, Dumya de Kohen Gadol, Ba'almana. We compare it to the Kohen Gadol Ba'almana, Ma Kohen Gadol Ba'almana Bibia, just like a Kohen Gadol passels the Almana, she becomes a Chalala, she becomes Aser, just through the Bia itself, even without Kedushin. Af hainami bibia, so to all the psulim that passel women, when they passel them with bia, even without kedushin. Well, ask the Gemara, let's put everything together. You have one makar that talks about passeling with bia, because the pasuk by Kohen Gadol Ba'almana mentions zera. So it sounds like it's the bia that assers, not any sort of kedushin. And then we have our pasuk, Ubas Kohen Kisi Ali Zar, which mentions kedushin assering. So maybe, ve'ima adiika havaya ubia. Maybe you need both. The pasuk of Kohen Gadol Ba'almana speaks about Zera. Here we speak about Kedushin. Put two and two together. Maybe you need Kedushin and Bia. Says the Gemara, no, because Dumi de Kohen Gadol Ba'almana. L'maisa by Kohen Gadol Ba'almana, it doesn't mention anything about Kedushin. It only mentions Zera. It only mentions the Bia. So Ma Kohen Gadol Ba'almana Be'Bia L'Chuda, Afaynami Be'Bia L'Chuda. Just like over there, it's the Bia itself which asers, so to over here it's the Bia itself that asers. Kisi Elizar is just coming to teach us people that have Tfisas Kedushin, but really it's the Bia itself that's going to aser her, even if they don't get married, even if they just have Bia, that itself is going to aser her that she has to stop eating Truma. This was all within the Shita of the Tanakama. The Gemara brought a Brais on Samechesem and Aleph, three-way Machlaikis. The Shita of the Tanakama is at any time, any sort of Jewish woman, Kohenes, Leviah, of Yisraelis, is with a Pasul, so then she becomes Pasul. She becomes Pasul from any sort of Psul. Any sort of Psul is going to make her Pasul Kahuna. Rabbi Yaisi was Chaylik, says the Gemara, just to quote the Shita again, the Gemara quotes it, that Rabbi Yaisi, Rabbi Yaisi, the Brais I mentioned, he argued on the Tanakama, and he said, "Kol she zarei pasul paisel, v'chol she ein zarei pasul einay paisel." Now, no, only if the children that are come as a result of this relationship are pasul, so then the woman will become psula. But if the children from this relationship are kasher, so then the woman will also remain kshera. That was Rabbi Yaisi Shita. So my ikar bein Tanakama l'Rabbi Yaisi, v'chayr, any time a person is with a pasul, so the child is also pasul. What is Rabbi Yaisi coming to be la'afuke? Where is he differing than the Tanakama? V'chayr, any time a person is with a pasul, the child is also pasul. Am Rabbi Yochanan mitzri sheni ve'adayim sheni ikar beinayu. The nafkamina will be by a mitzri sheni and a daimi sheni, which are which are groups of people that really the Gemara later on will discuss in more details. But in short, the Torah says that if a Mitzri or an Edomi convert, so the halacha is that the conversion is good, but you're not allowed to marry into them. They're not allowed to marry into the Kal Hashem. A Mitzri and a Edomi, even after they convert, are not allowed to marry into the Kal Hashem. However, a third generation Mitzri and a third generation Edomi are kosher. First two generations are pasul. The third generation, the Dar Shlishi, they're going to be kosher. So what's going to be if a woman is together with the Mitzri Sheni or an Edomi Sheni? The third generation, the resulting child, will be kosher, will be a Mitzri Shlishi, will be an Edomi Shlishi. So, according to the Tanakama, Lamaisa, she was with she had to be a Psula. Since Lamaisa, she was with a Pasul, so she's also going to become Pasul, Psula, from that relationship. However, Rabbi Yaisi says that no, since the children that result from this relationship are Ksherim, so therefore she also remains Kshera. In such a case, she would not become Pasul. And says the Gemara that Vishneam Lilam Duha Elami Kaingadu Baalmana. Both of them, both the Tanakama and Rabbi Yaisi, learn their shita from Kain Gadol Ba'almana. The Tanakama says, let's compare all psulim to Kain Gadol Ba'almana. Ma Kain Gadol Ba'almana should be asle ba'aveira u'paisel. It's an iser bia in the Kain Gadol pasels. So af hai nami, also in this case of a mitzri sheni and a daimi sheni, any sort of psul paisel, it's going to pasel. Rabbi Yaisi Sava, whereas Rabbi Yaisi says that no, ki Kain Gadol, we should compare to Kain Gadol, but in this way, ma Kain Gadol Shezarei pasul, by the Kohen Gadol Na'amana, the resulting children are pasul. Upaisul, which was why he also pasuls the amana. So afkol shezarei pasul paisul. So to any time, a person's with the pasul and there's children that result from such a relationship would be pasul. So then he pasuls her. La'afuke mitzri sheni de'in zarei pasul de'ika de'chsev banam asher yevaldu lam dor shlishi yavli lam be'akal Hashem. The Torah says that the third generation could marry into the Kal Hashem. So since the children are kosher, so the bia is not going to pasul because it's not like the iser of Kohen Gadol La'amana. Then the Braisa on Sama Chesam and Aleph brought a third shita, the shita of Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel aimer that kol shat naisei bita yat naisei amanasei. Now any time that a daughter who results from such a relationship is kshera, so then the woman remains kshera. But if all the children would be pasul, even the daughters would be pasul, so then the mother is pasul as well. But if the daughter is kosher, so then the mother remains kshera as well. Says the Gemara, Ma'ika ben Rabbi Yaisi Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. What Rav Shimon ben Gamliel coming to be marbe? Amar ula ger amayni u'me'avi ike benayu. He's coming to be marbe a case of a ger amayni u'me'avid. Halacha is that if you have a ger from Amun u'me'av, they're not allowed to marry into the Kahal Hashem. However, amayni v'le amaynis, me'avi v'le me'avis, like we just had in Shavuos, Megillas Rus. Rus was a me'avi v'le me'avis. It's only the men from Amun u'me'av that are not allowed to marry into the Kahal Hashem, but the women from Amun u'me'av are allowed to. So what's going to be if you have a woman that's together with a Amun u'me'av, with someone from Amun u'me'av, and they have a daughter together? The daughter would be kosher. Says Rabbi Yaisi, I don't care. They have a Bia Asura, and if they would have a son, the son would be pasul, so then she also becomes pasul from this relationship. However, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says that no, since if they would have a daughter, the daughter would be Kshera, the daughter is an Amaynis, is a Mayavis, so too the woman in this case will also remain Kshera. And says the Gemara, Ushneim Loilam Dua Elami Kohen Gadol Ba'almana, they both the Shitas learn it out from Kohen Gadol Ba'almana. Rabbi Yaisi Savar, Ma Kohen Gadol Ba'almana Shezarei Pasul Paisel, Afkol Shezarei Pasul Paisel. He says, look, Kohen Gadol Ba'almana, the son is born, the children are pasul. So too over here, being that if they have children together, it's true, a daughter would be kosher, but if they have children in general, sons together, there is such a thing as a psul zarei, so then she also becomes pasul. Whereas Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Savar, then no, Ma Kohen Gadol Ba'almana Shekol Zarei Pasul Paisel. A Kohen Gadol Ba'almana all of his offspring are pasul, whether he has a boy or he has a girl. So too, only if a woman's together with someone, that all of their offspring would be pasul, so then she becomes pasul. Lafuke amayni mayavi dein kol zaro pasul, damer mar amayni v'amayanis v'mayavi v'mayavis. So therefore, the woman in such a case would not become psula.